What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 21st, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. And then we'll open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations. Now, interestingly enough, over on the official White House YouTube channel, first of all, they've turned comments off, and apparently the video has only gotten about 320,000 views, but they're still out there assuring us that Biden got 81 million votes. So a little interesting insight over there. And interesting little article, bit of a warning coming from Russia Today. The democracy and unity of Biden's inaugural address have fine print attached that says after dissent is silenced. And we're already seeing that coming on out in certain policy comments and certain actions by Biden's associates. They basically want everybody silenced, you know, towing the official line on everything, whether it's election fraud or vaccine safety or any of that stuff here. And, you know, basically, you know, he talks a good talk about unifying the nation, but what he's actually doing so far is only going to split the nation further apart. Another little article, this one also from Russia Today. Pardon me. Get ready for 4 years of vomit-inducing media fawning as our brave journalists transform into PR agents for President Biden. And they're absolutely right. They are going to be as enthusiastic about applauding Joe Biden as they were about attacking Donald Trump. And it's going to make watching the news completely worthless. Now, Biden's new White House press secretary is Jen Psaki, and introduced herself to the press room, promising transparency, did not mention her predecessor. And apparently one of the reporters in the room, their question was if Biden was going to change the colors on Air Force One. And Jen came back and said, that's a good question. So we can expect not much of any usefulness from the White House press corps from this point onward here. Now, over in Portland, Antifa celebrated Biden's inauguration by smashing all the windows of the Democratic headquarters. Now, Portland has been in a state of riot for just, you know, ages and ages. I've lost count of how long this has been going on. But apparently a group of about 200 protesters smashed windows and defaced the Democratic headquarters with anarchist symbols and slogans. One of the slogans read, blank Biden. Oh, they may have created a monster when they created Antifa here. Over in Tennessee, there's a mayor who lowered his town's flag, American flag, to half staff yesterday. And of course, he got criticized for it. But he's basically sticking to his guns, saying that it's a day of national mourning. And I tend to agree here. Now, interestingly enough, Biden is already showing that he is going to create all kinds of orders for people that he himself will not follow. Apparently, Biden showed up at the Lincoln Memorial without wearing a mask after signing the executive order mandating masks worn at all federal property, of which the Lincoln Memorial is one. So it's already do as I say, don't do as I do. And apparently, Biden is getting ready to reverse the transgender military ban almost imminently. And this is going to create morale problems within the service, I think. So, you know, it's this transgenderism is just it's out there. I mean, they still can't figure out what restrooms they're supposed to be using. Biden has already redecorated the Oval Office, and in the process, he removed the portrait of former President Andrew Jackson because Jackson is very offensive to the banker class. Apparently, he installed a bust of Che Guevara. And So they're moving forward with that here. Now, the Clintons had the Clinton Foundation, and Biden's got the Biden Institute. It's located at the University of Delaware. It is refusing to disclose all of its donors now that Joe Biden is president. Now, the Institute was established back in 2017 with the goal of raising $20 million, promising to embody the spirit of honesty, integrity, compassion, and courage, blah, 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 that it claims Biden stands for. But apparently the Biden Institute is continuing to engage in a multi-million dollar fundraising campaign, which could attract donations from those interested in currying favor with the Biden administration. Gee, you think? And apparently Biden's pick for Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is facing calls to explain over $20 million in anonymous Chinese funding of the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement, established in 2018 and run by Blinken himself. So already, I mean, the corruption is just piling up like crazy. It's just, it's insane. It's really insane. All righty. Apparently, Joe Biden, pardon me, is calling on the Department of Justice to resume the Obama-era slush fund payouts to left-wing groups. Now, the original idea was when a corporation committed a crime and there was a settlement, the settlement funds would go first to the victims and then back into the Treasury to benefit the general American people. But Obama basically said that they could take that money from these corporate settlements and donate it to various left-wing groups. And they called it like the slush fund. And apparently in 2017, Congress took aim at the slush fund, which incentivized these corporate payments to left-wing groups like La Raza. Now, apparently the Biden inauguration managed to funnel money to Planned Parenthood using that Field of Flags sponsorships. Apparently, the flags are all being used to attract donations. And apparently, the Biden Presidential Inaugural Committee has listed Planned Parenthood and LGBT organizations as the beneficiaries of any donations made for the flags, which took the place of spectators on the National Mall. And basically, Biden marked his first day in office by emphasizing his links to abortion and LGBT ideology. So Washington, D.C. has been turned into what is essentially a military zone. Spectators have been barred from gathering at the National Mall. But apparently, as of today, the National Guard are starting to finally leave. And there's an interesting little video taken of the inaugural motorcade, which shows at least one unit of the National Guard standing with their backs turned to the beast. So don't really have an explanation for that yet. Everybody's arguing, were they protesting or, you know, were they looking for flying saucers in the other direction or something? Sounding the warning over at allmarket.us, they're talking about how Biden's presidency could well be a catalyst for secession and perhaps even a civil war. And between the two, I would prefer secession. But the last time that was tried, it led to a civil war. And basically, you know, they're talking about how Biden and the globalists are trying to create chaos so they can demand their own idea of what constitutes order in this country. Another article, this one is from Zero Hedge, talking about the masks coming off. And the writer was working on a piece called 2021, the Year of Censorship of Dissent, as a bit of a prophecy. And he says, you know, his plans were ruined because media and social media companies, what he calls the global Pravda, basically have started even earlier than anticipated, and they're censoring left, right, and center. And so his prophecy for the rest of the year is already yesterday's news. Over in the European Union, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen informed Joe Biden ahead of the inauguration that Silicon Valley CEOs have no authority to decide on laws and rules, according to Russia Today. And von der Leyen said in a speech yesterday, to the European Parliament that the incoming Biden administration must begin to regulate the big tech companies. You're not going to see that happen. This political power, unbridled power held by big internet giants, must be reined in. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Another article, this one coming also from Zero Hedge, talking about John Brennan, former CIA director. John Brennan was interviewed on MSNBC and basically said that the intelligence community is moving in laser-like fashion to uncover dangerous plots against the country. And he listed a bunch of ideologies that Biden's intelligence community should go after, such as religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, and even libertarians. Apparently, libertarians are now considered a threat to the nation. Now, this story coming out of Your Destination Now, according to this story, the FBI is now renting billboards across the country to promote the lie that President Trump and his supporters are all violent. And of course, last year told us, you know, who were the violent ones and who were the calm ones. But they're out there propagandizing that Trump supporters are violent. And of course, this opens the door for oppression on the basis of, well, we've got to root out terrorism here. And in a way, John Brennan has given the plan away to basically identify and root out political opposition from the entire American population. Now, Brennan was the man who weaponized the CIA to target Hillary Clinton's political opposition. And Brennan is talking about Trump supporters, but would not even mention Donald Trump's name. They still hate him, and they're trying to figure out a way to keep him from ever returning. Story, this is from Caitlin Johnstone.com. The boot is coming down hard and fast, basically echoing what we're hearing from all these other stories. Biden is announcing plans to roll out new domestic terrorism laws. We have plenty of domestic terrorism laws. And apparently Biden says this is a priority of his. And he's being urged to create a White House post overseeing the fight against ideologically inspired violent extremists and increasing funding to combat them. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. Did you know that Biden has often boasted about being the original author of the U.S. Patriot Act? So we know what his mindset is here. Leftists who are apparently channeling the spirit of the old Soviet NKVD, they're calling for a new secret police unit to spy on Trump supporters. Now, this was published by the Daily Beast. Jeff Stein argues that existing federal agencies like the FBI are ill-equipped to stop white terror because they missed signs of the assault on the Capitol building seats, which we know was a staged false flag here. And so his solution is to create a new secret police, and he actually uses those words in order to infiltrate and neutralize armed domestic extremists, which apparently includes 70 million Trump voters. Okay, so that smelly person standing next to you who promises they can get their hands on some dynamite, that's the informant. See that some harm comes to them. Over at the corporate media, they're basically calling for a new definition of free speech. They can't get rid of that First Amendment. So what they're going to try and do is redefine what constitutes free speech into some form you're free to freely speak what the official line is. And, we get all these catchphrases, flatten the curve, the new normal, the great reset, and now it's new definition of free speech. Interestingly enough, the corporate media is still united in saying that the banning of Donald Trump from the internet does not violate his free speech rights. He's still free to speak out. You know, he could go in a closet or something like that. Little scary thing. I mean, we've all heard about PRISM and total information awareness and vast sums of money spent on these systems. There's a new one. It's called HART, the Homeland Advanced Recognition Technology. It is a vast database on us all that will include facial recognition data, DNA, data from questionable sources, highly personal data on innocent people. It will be shared with federal agencies outside the Department of Homeland Security, as well as state and local law enforcement and foreign governments. It's not being shared with you. You're not supposed to know what's in there or how it's being used. Story coming on out of Reason.com. Civil rights groups across the country, more than 100 of them, are urging Joe Biden and Kamala Harris not to pass any new laws to address any potential threats from white nationalists emboldened by and loyal to former President Donald Trump. Well, remember, Trump didn't embolden violence. He didn't, you know, the latest corporate media thing is that his calls for peace and reason are really code phrases saying burn it all down here. But apparently 135 civil rights organizations have united together saying we don't need new domestic terrorism laws. And we really don't. There are already laws against domestic terrorism. And, you know, these new domestic terrorism laws are really going to be attacks on our civil liberties. Over at social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube are allowing an anti-MAGA video to stay on the platforms. They insist it doesn't violate their community standards. The video is basically selling the idea that all Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. Who should be reported to authorities. Now, this is the definition of incitement, but it's okay, you know, as far as Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are concerned. Over at the Gateway Pundit, they have an article, YouTube has been caught red-handed erasing dislikes from the Biden White House page. And apparently... during the White House press conference, the American public was quick to downvote Psaki's nonsense at 3 p.m. Down to 10,000 votes. But by 7 p.m., YouTube came to the rescue and erased several thousand of the downvotes. They do that a lot over there. Now, Twitter is caught in a new child porn scandal. They are being sued by some people for posting videos of them being abused. And these young people were entrapped and blackmailed into making some videos of prurient content, which were then posted on Twitter. And Twitter says that doesn't violate our community standards. You know, people talking about vote fraud. Oh, we got to get rid of them. People doubting vaccine safety. We got to get rid of them. But, yeah, you know, children in sexual situations. No, that doesn't violate our community standards at all. Good reason to leave Twitter. And a lot of people are, by the way. They're going over to Gab and VK and Parler should be up by the end of the month here. And anyway, Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi are still out there insisting it wasn't the stolen election that discredited American democracy. It was Putin's order to Trump to cause an insurrection on January 6th. They're still out there pushing that Russiagate nonsense. And it's like they can't even come up with anything original. Meanwhile, the federal government has quietly closed the Flynn leak investigation and, no surprise, found no wrongdoing by Obama officials. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to listen to some words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more news after these words. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support. We're just going to go on as long as we can, giving the American people the information they need to have so that they can make good choices. And once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And all of this information can be found at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you. Okay, story actually came in over the commercial break. Apparently, the House Oversight Committee sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, who gets to keep his job, you know, for being such a blessing to Joe Biden, to look into allegations of social media platform Parler's involvement related to the violence of January 6th. And, you know, this is how they're going to go after all the free speech platforms here. They're going to take them out one at a time. Pardon me, it's Parler now. Next, it'll be Gab. Then VK will be blocked at the border because it's hosted in Russia. You know, we're going to come down to where Twitter and Facebook and Google, you know, are the officially sanctioned social media, and you're not allowed to use anybody else. They're going to go after probably BitChute and it's dictatorship. It's staring you right in the face. You got to recognize it for what it is. Anyway, like I just mentioned, Biden is planning to keep Christopher Wray as director of the FBI. And, you know, according to Jen Psaki, Biden has confidence in Wray so forth and so on. So that's Wray's reward for betraying Donald Trump. Over in Pennsylvania, Senator Doug Mastriano is unveiling legislation to ban no-excuse mail-in voting from the state. And obviously the mail-in voting, which was reinforced by this lockdown nonsense, was where a lot of the election fraud took place that stole the White House from Donald Trump. So he's trying to change the law at the state level. But I think now that the Democrats have a lock on stealing elections, they're not going to let go. They're definitely not going to let go. We're seeing this country become a one-party system like the former Soviet Union. Okay, now, article that came on out from The Atlantic, no less, talking about how Joe Biden has a Europe problem. And the problem, of course, is skepticism about the ability of the United States to deal with some of the situations facing the world, including the rise of China as a superpower, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, and, of course, human-caused global warming. And they need to also patch up the transatlantic alliance, which has been strained with all that nonsense down in Turkey. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. Okay, just 1 hour after Biden's inauguration, the World Health Organization admitted publicly that high cycle PCR testing creates huge numbers of false positives. Now, you know what's going to happen. They're going to go to some other kind of a test. The number of confirmed cases is going to plummet, and Biden will take credit for it. And of course, Trump is going to get the blame for all the harm the vaccines are causing right now. This was purely political, this whole mess. So over in Israel, who apparently has all the vaccine they're going to need, thousands of Israelis have now tested positive for COVID-19 after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccination. This is about, 12,400 people who got the vaccine. 69 have actually received their second dose, and they're testing positive for COVID-19. So what the heck is going on over there? And a little flashback here, when all of this vaccine started coming out and fast-tracking and people were alarmed, CNN actually came on out with a story saying that we should not be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine because, there's probably no connection whatsoever. Even if they die just a couple of days or two after receiving the vaccination, they were going to die anyway, and you should go on having the injection shoved into your arm. That will be the day. This looks a little suspicious here. Apparently, over in India, the Indian Biotechnology and Pharmaceuticals Company, which was founded in 1966, is considered the world's largest vaccine manufacturer. But there was a massive fire that broke out at the Serum Institute, and the blaze broke out at the Terminal 1 gate. And this is AstraZeneca's main COVID vaccine producer. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and there's an interesting story coming out of New York where a judge had to literally order a hospital to use ivermectin on a woman who was suffering from COVID-19. Now, ivermectin has been shown to be very, very effective. It can knock out COVID-19 in just 48 hours. The woman, by the way, recovered. But you have to wonder what's going on inside our medical industrial complex when they're out there pushing vaccines as hard as they can and basically ignoring the fact that the disease they're selling the vaccine for is actually very easy to cure and has a very, very low death rate, lower than the flu. So it's all money. It's all about following the Benjamins here. Story coming on out of Station Gossip here and it makes you wonder about the medical industrial complex. Surveillance footage at a hospital showed a man literally crawling out the door because doctors had dismissed him as a faker. And then somebody took a second look and he was diagnosed with the rare nerve disorder, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which, by the way, is listed by the FDA as one of the possible adverse effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. Amazing here. Biden has reversed the plan to withdraw from the World Health Organization. Apparently, Fauci is going to lead a U.S. delegation this week to go back and knock on the door and say, let us back in here. And basically, the Biden-Harris administration will work with the World Health Organization to strengthen and reform the organization, support the COVID-19 health and humanitarian response, and advance, pardon me, global health and health security. Interesting little story coming on out about Biden's new CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Apparently, she is out there thinking that the last 4 years have been a disaster for the CDC, and she wants to correct that. In short, fix everything that she thinks Trump broke. Now, she came out with an interview saying this top-tier agency, world-renowned, hasn't really been appreciated over the last 4 years and really markedly over the last year. So I have to fix that, which means get ready for a massive propaganda campaign about what great fellows the CDC are. Okay. In other news here, the FBI has arrested CDC critic Dr. Simone Gold. She was arrested on Monday after she was filmed at the U.S. Capitol walking around with a bullhorn. The FBI apparently singled her out because she led a team of doctors called America's Frontline Doctors that challenged COVID prevention strategy. This happened all the way back in July. And, you know, they're out there trying to dispel the misinformation and myths surrounding coronavirus. The group was concerned with the disinformation being played out in the far left American media. They also promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for coronavirus. And the American left trashed the doctors and the tech giants, of course, immediately blocked them. Now, the American left hates to be confronted on their lies. And for months went after Dr. Simone and the other doctors trying to ruin their reputation. Dr. Simone was fired for speaking on the benefits of treating the coronavirus with hydroxychloroquine. Again, it's all about the Benjamins. The vaccine companies are making tons and tons of money, and politicians are expecting huge donations in the next election cycle here. Getting to the international news here, we have heard a lot about how U.S. troops in Afghanistan are down to 2,500, but it's a bit misleading because there are over 18,000 contractors remaining in Afghanistan, Pentagon contractors. And basically, the numbers mean the Pentagon employs 7 contractors to each U.S. service member. And about 4,700 of the current contractors are Afghans hired locally. The remaining come from outside the country, including about a third who are U.S. citizens. So we're still in Afghanistan. They're just using a different label to kind of hide that. And of course, the contractors are paid a heck of a lot more than the U.S. service people. Over in Serbia, a team of legal experts is filing the first cases against NATO on behalf of people who developed cancer after being exposed to depleted uranium munitions during the Serbian bombings in 1999. The first lawsuit is expected to be filed before the higher court in Belgrade. Actually, it was filed yesterday following years of extensive work by a team of legal experts led by lawyer Srđan Aleksić. Dozens of the lawsuits will be filed before other courts across the country as well. The team is seeking to win compensation of about $360,000 for each Serbian victim who developed cancer. Now, that depleted uranium, it's basically nuclear waste. And it's what's left over after you enrich uranium. And it's radioactive, and they don't know what to do with it, so they've been turning it into weapons because it is, in fact, denser than lead and carries more kinetic energy to the target. Now, when it's in its solid metallic form, you know, with reasonable precautions, it can be safe. But when it impacts a target, it vaporizes into dust. And the dust gets picked up by the wind, and people breathe it, and they develop cancer. I had a friend who was an ammunition loader for the A-10 Warthog, which uses depleted uranium, and he died of cancer. Now, one place where Joe Biden and Donald Trump appear to agree is Venezuela. And the Biden administration has said it will continue to formally recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as president of Venezuela, despite Nicolas Maduro clearly being the actual leader of the country. So Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, told senators that Guaido will be the recognized leader, which is a policy that began in January 2019. Oh, they're going to go on trying to topple Venezuela here. All righty. Blinken has also announced that Biden is going to end U.S. involvement in the Yemen war in short order, which would be a good thing, but I'll believe it when I actually see it, because we don't know, you know, how his fraudulency is at keeping his promises and word just yet. Over in Kashmir, apparently militants are targeting non-Kashmiris amid tensions over land laws. And so they're still fighting over there between India and Pakistan. There is a danger for a regional war in Northeast Africa, thanks to the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. We've talked about this before. It's being funded by China. And, you know, there's concern that they're going to dam up part of the Nile, and everybody downstream from the dam will have less water to work with. You know, it goes to Egypt, Congo, Kenya, Tanzania. And so it's a problem. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Bedouin village of Al-Arakib was demolished again for the 182nd time yesterday. And once again, they're being displaced by Israeli authorities. Officials forced their way into the community and bulldozed the tents the community had reconstructed out of wood and nylon as used for shelter in the cold, rainy weather. Now, this village is unrecognized by the government of Israel. It's north of Beersheba in the Negev Desert region of Israel. It was destroyed by authorities 1 month ago. The inhabitants continue to stay on the land and continue to rebuild their structures every time. Well, they certainly have resilience here. Apparently, Israel has banned a Palestinian documentary called Jenin Jenin, and filmmakers are denouncing the ban. There's quite a few articles on it. And of course, it's already on the internet. In fact, we link to it from whatreallyhappened.com. But Israel has seized all 23 copies of the actual film. It is banned from screening in all Israeli cinemas. Apparently, there was something in there that Israel does not want to get on out. The Biden administration has changed the description, if you will, of the U.S. ambassador to Israel into the U.S. ambassador to Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. And some people are saying this policy shift signals the new administration does not consider any parts of those areas as Israeli territory. So if Israel thought they were getting a dedicated Zionist in the Oval Office, they may be having a little bit of a wake-up call. Story coming on out from Revolver News here, talking about the new campaign, the woke campaign in the military. And apparently the military industrial complex is going, you know, back to the war on terror policies of the Bush-Obama years. And apparently the deep state regime is turning its attention to normal, patriotic Americans. And there's going to be a purge of ideologically wrong people from the military. So basically, they're going to have a military made up entirely, I guess, of liberals and transgenders. And I don't know if that's going to be an effective fighting force here. Talking about the economic news now, there's an article over at UNS.com. The Biden administration promises to construct economic policy around issues of race, gender equality, and climate change. And you know, it reminds me a little bit of that old Soviet saying, from each according to their means to each according to their needs. And it's getting absolutely Soviet over there in Washington, D.C. And we can see it coming. And we know what a disaster it's going to be. It certainly didn't work for the Soviet Union, did it? They're not around anymore. Apparently, Treasury nominee Janet Yellen wants to shut down use of cryptocurrency. And Yellen is out there saying that cryptocurrencies are mainly used for illicit financing. Now, the real agenda is to get us all back to using those issued with interest Federal Reserve notes and, you know, turn us back into debt slaves again. And that's what she's out there trying to do. Over at the Vatican, the former head of the Vatican Bank, Angelo Caloia, was convicted on charges of embezzlement and money laundering, making him the highest ranking Vatican official to be convicted of a financial crime. They weren't able to try Roberto Calvi because he was found hanging underneath a London bridge. Apparently, the Vatican court also convicted Gabriel Luiso and his son, Lamberto Luiso, who were both lawyers who were consultants to the banks. And apparently they made off with a lot of money. They're now saying that huge money transfer to Australia was a simple mistake, and they're going to get the money back. Bitcoin slumped for a second day earlier today, and it's basically wiped out over $100 billion from the entire crypto market, because when Bitcoin goes down, they all go down except for one. And apparently Bitcoin slipped yesterday to as low as 31,000, falling below the 32,000 level for the first time since January 11th. So it's still considered the world's most valuable digital coin, and it's having quite a bit of volatility these days. Over at Volkswagen, pardon me, they're dealing with a production problem right now because there is a shortage of chips used in the onboard computers coming from China. And apparently Volkswagen is the latest automaker to be hit hard by the semiconductor shortage that is sweeping its way through the auto industry. Bloomberg is reportedly saying that Volkswagen has lost tens of thousands of vehicles in production in China as a result of this. Well, why are we not starting up our own integrated circuit chip companies again? I mean, after all, they were invented in the United States as part of the Apollo program. Over in Shanghai, China, a Tesla Model 3 had its battery damaged and immediately caught fire. Was in a Shanghai parking garage. Nobody was injured in the blaze, but apparently the fire department is investigating along with the owner's insurance company. And basically they're saying most likely something damaged the undercarriage and battery. Joe Biden has reversed one of Donald Trump's executive orders already. He will include illegal aliens in the census to determine congressional seats and electoral college votes. And this is a mistake. They're not even supposed to be here. And to give them congressional representation, knowing they will always vote Democratic, because that's where the free stuff is coming from. Anyway, apparently, gun sales are through the roof right now. They're saying Biden is coming, and gun owners, they're literally lining up around the block outside gun stores across the United States. It's a panic buy situation. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of problems there. And finally, Biden has issued an executive order that any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams and women's scholarships. So congratulations, ladies. You've got a brand new glass ceiling over your head, courtesy of Joe Biden. Apparently, The cash-strapped University of Leicester is cutting 145 jobs. They're de-emphasizing medieval studies and English literature in order to create a woke, decolonized curriculum. Down in Mississippi, they are looking at a bill that would make a felony for anyone who willfully causes an abortion. And this is Republican Mississippi State Representative Dan Eubanks. He's saying any person who performs or induces any abortion shall be guilty of murder. And you know how I feel about abortion, but I really do think this is a bit of overkill. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. This story just now came on in. Apparently, a judge has denied Parler's attempt to get Amazon Web Services to restore its service. The judge cited dwindling slight evidence for Parler's antitrust claims, as well as the dangers posed by inflammatory rhetoric. So he's basically just set a legal precedent for shutting down any social media that hosts inflammatory rhetoric, which means they can shut down any social media, any competitors for Facebook and YouTube and Google, simply by having shills go on there and post inflammatory rhetoric. So, yes, story coming on out from Global Research. Apparently, Reuters had an investigation indicating that QAnon is, in fact, an FBI psyop. And, you know, most people these days look at QAnon as regarded as, it's a hoax or a prank originated by online message board users in 2017 that got out of control. And but apparently in November 2020, Reuters reported the very first social media accounts to promote the QAnon persona were seemingly linked to Russia and backed by the Russian government. Now they're backtracking and saying it was an FBI operation all the time. And they're not giving up. I mean, talk about flogging a dead horse. QAnon supporters are out there saying that Joe Biden is going to implement the plan, whatever the plan happens to be here. All right, we got a little science news. It's kind of been accumulating for the last few days, but I need to sort of clear out the talking points list here. SpaceX successfully launched another 60 Starlink satellites into space. Their constellation is now 1,000, or just about 1,000, and it's annoying a lot of astronomers, but apparently SpaceX has started adding a dark sunshade to the satellites to make them less visible in the night sky, which I think is a very courteous thing to do. NASA recently announced the Juno mission to Jupiter will be extended through 2025. And apparently they're going to use the extended mission to conduct close flybys of three of Jupiter's moons using its suite of instruments to further unlock their secrets as a follow-up to observations made by Voyager and Galileo. And Juno is the second probe under NASA's New Frontiers program, was launched in 2011. So it's just been ticking along. Now, this story came out a while ago, but I'm going to mention it. This was actually reported on Fox News. And NASA basically has announced they have discovered an FM signal emanating from one of Jupiter's moons. Now, they're not saying this is a sign of life, but most of the radio signals detected in the universe are AM, amplitude modulated. And it's kind of hard to think of a natural process that is going to be modulating the frequency. For one thing, it's got to be narrow band. So Patrick Wiggins, one of NASA's ambassadors, says it's not ET. It has to be a natural function. They just don't know what it is. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.